an evening tonight, wouldn't it?
Have a nice evening.
It's the 10:15.
Ready to go? Okay, good evening. Tonight's Halacha Hashir is about Kriyas HaTorah, as another said, standing room only. So basically what it's about, Shuzikim HaShmoy, is there a chiyuv to stand? Perhaps there's an issa to stand. Perhaps you can just do whatever you want. I think if I look around the room and I'll take a vote, I'm not going to do it, your chances tomorrow, but if I take a vote, I think some people will say we're standers, some people will say we're sitters, no way. But let's see, what does HaKadosh Baruch have to say? Has Hashem got an opinion about should we stand by leaning or not? So we look in the Pasuk, in the Chemia, Ches Pasuk He, and the Pasuk is very clear. It's talking about there Ezra when he leaned from a Sefer Torah, and it says there, Okapischoi, Amdu Kol Ha'om. When he opened up the Sefer Torah, all the nations stood up. Everybody stood up. It's a very clear Pasuk that we have to stand by leaning. So there we go, end of Shir. You can go home. Right? But your wife might be upset. You know, Kimo, she wanted a quarter of an hour of peace. So we'll have to carry on a little bit more. The Pasuk, no, Kapischoi, Amdu Kol Ha'om. The whole nation stood up. It doesn't matter. Once it's rested, it's okay. Makes enough for me. So the Gemara in Saita, Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, sort of saves the day here. The Gemara says that Omar Rava Bar Avuna, Kimish Niftach Sefer Torah, when the Sefer Torah is opened, also the Sapir, one may not speak, a Philip Dvar Halacha, Shenem, as it says, Kapiska Omdu Kol Om. When he opened up the Sefer Torah, Omdu Kol Om, and the Gemara says, Ve'ein Amida El Ashtika. When the Pasuk says Amida, it's not referring to standing up, it's referring to keeping quiet. Right? I'm not sure which one's more difficult. But that's what the Gemara says. Ein Amida El Ashtika. So here we've got, well, where did you learn it from? And the Gemara brings another Pasuk from Eoid. Ve'chalti Kiloyed Abeiruka Omdu Leonu Oid. The Gemara has a pasuk there which tells us that when it says omadu, it means not standing as we would have simply translated it. It means actually keeping quiet. The Gemara in Saita. And the Torah, Simon Kufma Mvav, writes, Kosev Rav Sa Shalom, Sefer Torah, Bein Kishamitzian Oisoi, Bein Kishamachzir Oisoi Mokoimoi. So when you take it out, when you put it back, Oimdim Miponov Le'alta, V'yosh Le'alta, and you can sit down immediately. You don't keep standing. And then he says, I've never seen anybody doing this standing up. Ah, you're going to tell me the pasuk that I start off with. What do we do with that pasuk? When that pasuk says amida, it means standing up. It means keeping quiet. I've never heard of that. Don't have to stand up. Very clear. If Sasham taught, bring you from Rishon. Don't have to stand up. Mr. Yosef Brook goes further, and he says from the Sefer Baal Hamanik, and he says, "Oisim she'oimdim, those who do stand up, toyin heim b'hai kro or kapischoi." Vein eloshon shtika. He's very clear again. They're making a mistake. He goes one stage further, right? They're making a mistake. Even so, some of the Shalav Chubut Sela Chochma brings some Sefer Hamachim, written by somebody called Rav Nosson Bar Rabbi Yehuda. He was in the generation of the Rosh, right, on the late Rishonim. And he says, Shema she'oimdim, to'osu b'yodom, it's a mistake, those who stand up. The derech minus, lasses came. There's not only that, it's a derech minus, of course it's to stand up. Ve'einam aminim, they don't believe, ma she'dor she'rabaseinu, da'om du'hainu shosku. They don't believe him, it's a statement of Gomorrah, that when you stand up, it doesn't mean standing up, it means keeping quiet. So we have we're going from, it doesn't mean it, toyin, and we even got somebody saying, derech minus. So we look in the Gemara Megillah, Chaf Aleph, Amud Aleph. There it says a Mishnah, everyone's familiar with it. Hakiris Megillah, Oimid V'yoshiv. And the Gemara, that you can lay in Megillah, both standing and sitting. And the Gemara says, from a Braisa, Masha'in Kim B'Torah. Hashem, when it comes to Torah, you've got to do it standing up. But obviously this is referring to the opposite of the post, or the Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about Hakiris, the one who's leaning. So we only know the one who's leaning, he has to stand up when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah, but not the Tzibur. And so too the Beis Yosef Simon Kuf Meim Aleph explains it like that, Shekein Noi Hagim, and then the Baal Kira stands up. But not everybody else. However, he then goes and brings a Motcha, which is quoted, which is in Perek B'Eliezer, the Mila, The Mordechai brings that the Maharam, I think he just went to Maharam of Rotenburg, didn't have a chance to check that out. Maharam of Rotenburg, he used to stand up b'shas kriyas haTorah or b'shas shemolin hatinuk. So that's the lotion of the Mordechai. He used to stand up b'shas kriyas haTorah. Now the Asa Meforshim there on the Mordechai want to learn that he didn't, that when it says b'shas kriyas haTorah, it means he either when he was leaning or he was called up for an aliyah. But the big Deyesha there says it's not much like that. The Loshna Mordechai is b'shas kriyas haTorah. Sort of sounds like he's saying that during kriyas haTorah he would stand up, not specifically when he was the Baal Korah or if he was being called up for an aliyah. However, the big Deyesha finishes off himself that this is not Ikar Adin. One doesn't have to stand up Ikar Adin. The Maram was Machmer al Atzmoy, and the Bach explains what's this chumrah to stand up. She says because kiven the tzora kol odom lahalas al datoi kishishemea kriya mipia kriya ilu kibla boisa shom hasina. Because one has to feel when one's in shul listening to kriya haTorah, it's as if he's receiving the Torah at Har Sinai, and it's written in the Zoya. Those want to look it up. Parshas Vayakel Daf Reish Zayin. The Zohar talks about this, that one has to mamash feel that as if you're standing by Har Sinai listening to the Torah being given by Rabbeinu Shloilam. And there, by Har Sinai, we know the Pasuk in Devarim says, Anochi Oimed Bein Hashem Ubeinechem. Anochi Oimed Bein Hashem Ubeinechem. So we find there the Lashon Oimed, Moshe Rabbeinu was standing, we'll see later that the Kol Yisrael was standing. So therefore, it's Roi, it's fit, and it's appropriate, says the Bach, Sheyush Oimdim Veshor Shekoira Sefer Torah. The Bach concludes, Ben Gavra Le Gavra, Pshita Dein Tzorach Amida, between Aliyahs, one doesn't have to stand up, even those who are knowing to stand up during Kriyas HaTorah. However, the Bach says, Medina, this is, you do not need to stand up during Kriyas HaTorah, only the Baal Korah, and during Leining. And he says, of course, nowadays that you have those Baal Korah, and you have the person who's called up for the Aliyah. In the olden days, it used to be the person who got called up for the Aliyah. He was one who leaned. Things change, Shiloh Levaj, who's somebody who can't lean, so therefore we just have a Baal Korah, and that's where it comes from. The one who's saying the Aliyah says the Bracha, and he has to lean with. I don't know if everyone's familiar with the Allah, but you have to lean with when you get called up for the Aliyah. So therefore both the Baal Korah and the one who got the Aliyah has to stand up, but anyone else doesn't have to. Now there's an interesting concept here, interesting thing here. The Gemara in Megillah, who brings the Pasuk, that the one who's leaning has to stand up. He brings him the posse of Atopoi Amoid Imodi. You, Moshe, stand here with me. Now, what was going on there? There was a Baal Korah there who was the Rabbeinu Shleilam. He was leaning, he was teaching the Torah. And then Moshe Rabbeinu was the Shemaya. Right? And if we can take it a bit further, like the Bach is talking about there, the whole time, the Matan Torah, it wasn't just Moshe Rabbeinu, it was the whole, all of Yidden who were listening to the Torah. And we find that everybody was standing up there. Indeed, the Mishnah Berurah in the beginning of Kuf Mem Aleph, when he's explaining the Mechaber, who says clearly that the Baal Korah has to stand up during leaning, he brings this point. So it would appear that he's trying to say that therefore everybody should be standing up, because that was what was going on by Matan Torah. But it just can't be Bishab, because the Mishnah Berurah in Kuf Mem Vav, he's happy to explain the Mechaber, who says there that only the Baal Korah and the Chazan has to stand up, and he hasn't got a problem with the Tzibur standing up. So the way to explain this is with the Levush, because the Levush explains that it's true that by Matan Torah everybody was standing up, and it's true that we have to feel that as if we're at Matan Torah, but he's Mechalek that only that with that, at the end of the day, nowadays, the way it works is because there's a Baal Korah and there's somebody who's getting the Aliyah, only the Baal Korah is Kilu like the Rabbeinu Shleilam, and the one who's getting the Aliyah, he's like Moshe Rabbeinu and Klal Yisrael. But he says that not everybody else has got the din like the rest of Klal Yisrael, and not everybody else has to stand up. If they're next to the bin, we're going to sit down there. There is a halacha about that. I don't know that halacha. Some say there has to be three round. Some people say there have to be four round there. Yeah. Certainly there are more in Kuf Mem Vav. There were on the Mechaber, as a footnote on the Mechaber, Ein Tzorach Lamed M'umad, you don't need to stand up. Be'esh HaKorim B'Torah. So that's the Shulchan Aruch. And there are more, it says, V'yesh Machmirim V'imdim, V'chein Osam Aram. There are those who are Machmir and stand up. And so does the Maram. So did the Maram. Now the Taz is the one who's mamish stark disagrees with the Machaber, disagrees with all those who say that it doesn't have to stand up. And he says, what do you mean? As we heard before, if the Pasuk says, when he opened up, he stand up. So the Gemara just says, you should know, Omdu doesn't just mean standing up. It also means stand up and be quiet. But to take the Pasuk out of its simple context, it just means being quiet. He's not happy with that at all. And he says, if it says in the Pasuk, Pisa Omdu Kala Om, it means when it opened up, everybody stood up. And you can't take out the context. The Prima Godin adds on with what we were discussing just a few moments ago. And he says, if the whole thing is also learned from what was going on in Matan Torah, it's very schwer to say this part of the Levush, to start being mechalek between the Bar Korah and the one who's getting Aliyah and everybody else. Why should it be different? If in Matan Torah, everybody who was there was listening and everybody was standing up, and we're supposed to feel like we're getting Torah, like Har Sinai, like we saw in the Zoya, so why should it not be that everybody has to stand up? The Torah is very, very stark that one has to stand up. So it is brought from the Rama Mipano, who was a Mekubal in Italy about 300 years ago. I think he lived just off of Visiusif, I think. Rama Mipano is very interesting. About the Rama Mipano, there's a legend about him that he died a Misas Nashika, which means every Erev Shabbos he used to go and lock himself into a room and get very close. I'm going to have time to show you how to do it, but he got very close to Rabbeinu Shlomo with whatever he did there. When he used to tell his Gabi, he had a certain amount, he knew exactly how long he could get this Devekus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he would tell his Gabi to, at a certain moment, please make sure come in and just shake me, wake me up, make sure I don't get. And there was one week that there was a fire broke out in town, and of course the Shamash, the Gabi, got busy with that, and he forgot to wake up his Rebbe. And that was that. He got so close to Rabbeinu Shlomo that he had Mamash had Nisias and Shoma. That's the legend about him. Interesting. Another thing with Rambam Mipano, totally nothing to do with this. It's a very interesting comment. The Rambam Mipano, the Sefer Rambam Mipano, that he didn't have a beard as big as he was. His opinion was that in Chutz La'aretz there's an issa to have a beard. We'll leave you with that. It's a whole shift for itself. The Mabushe Yontif on the Levush brings another shot why the Maram felt they had to stand up, and that is because the Gemara carries on there and Satan brings another pasuk to prove that it means being quiet. Therefore, we've stuck with the first pasuk, meaning literally Amida. And the Taz finishes off there. Who am I? I can't be Machria. You're talking about Tor and big boys here. It seems to be right, and so we should be Noyak. The Aruch HaShulchan is even closer. He says, Omnom Yesh Mahadrim Lamed, Mavadai Nochenhu, Shahre, by the Matan Hasina, everybody stood up. From Yimayis Moshe, and certainly we know from the Gemara from the days of Moshe to Rabbi Gamliel Hazok, and everybody learned Torah by Amida. And he says, I see people doing that, but cover that Torah, who? Now, it's very quickly, I've only got a couple of minutes there. This is all discussing what about standing by Kriyas HaTorah. However, the Taz is Messiah there, that whatever you say, it's Dover Poshut, that B'Shas Amiras Baruch Hu, and Baruch Hashem and Vorech Le'ilom Voed, one most definitely has to stand up. He doesn't talk about the Baruch HaVasher, Baruch HaRbonu, it's mashing that he holds one doesn't. However, the Mogen Avraham is Machrman and says, certainly B'Shas, even Birchas HaTorah of Baruch HaAsher, Baruch HaRbonu, and Asher Nosan Lonu, to Dover Shebekdusha, one has to stand up there. The Mishnah Berurah only brings the Taz, that one has to stand up, and Baruch Hashem HaVorech, and Baruch Hashem HaVorech Le'ilam Voed. And that's definitely, that means even though the Mishnah Berurah is happy to be Mekel, it sounds like he's happy to be Mekel, like the Mechaber, because he's talking, he brings the Mechaber, he says the Gaon holds like that, but certainly Paskins that by Baruch Hashem HaVorech, and Baruch Hashem HaVorech Le'ilam Voed, one has to stand up. However, the Svarim bring from Shiori Knesset HaGdoila, that the Ein Min HaGeinu came to stand up for the Baruch and stand up for the Brochus. The Kavachayim brings from Reb Chaim Vital, who brought from his Rebbe the Ari, which is very interesting as well as a footnote. Reb Chaim Vital was a foremost Talmud of the Ari. He actually, for all the Svarim that he wrote, the Ari never wrote any Svarim, it was all from Reb Chaim Vital. He only learnt with him for between 1.5 and 2 years towards the end of the Ari's life. That was it. That's what we have from Reb Chaim Vital. He was so close to the Ari, that Ari gave Issa on learning any of his works from anybody other than Reb Chaim Vital. Everything we have is through Reb Chaim Vital. There was Issa on getting it from anybody else. I'll just finish off. Now he says there that his Rebbe, the Ari, would sit down, Yoshim HaMekoymoi, from the beginning of learning till the end, Beloik Oysam Noyagim Lamoi. That's what the Reb Chaim Vital writes. And it's mashma, says the Kavach Chaim, that this is even b'shas anis baruch hu, even b'shas the brachas, he would not stand up at all. And he writes there, v'chein espashet haminik achshav lak da'ari, says the Kavach Chaim, v'afil l'chassidim anshem ma'isa, einam oindim loy b'eis hakriya b'loy b'anis baruch Hashem. And we'll finish up as follows, the Kavach Chaim even brings from the Sefer Shekel Eliyahu, that there could even be an isser to stand up, and if you're davening in a place where there's people sitting down, it looks like you are, it looks like you're showing off, I'm a big knacker, and I'm standing up. But this we don't take on, the Svarim from the Pesach Devir and others, that there's no problem of standing up. So in summation here, what we can see is it's definitely a major machlekes haposkim, going right down to nowadays, those who have a minig to sit down, it's definitely not a problem to sit down. Those who don't have the minig, I would say there's not a problem. If you want to be machma al atzmo, you've got the Maram that says, and machma avu says to him, machma, it's definitely a good thing. I've heard Matasio when he gave shmuz in Yeshiv Gedolah many years ago, he would encourage the boys to stand up. But certainly if you sit down, it's definitely big people to rely on as well. So, as in many things in Klal Yisrael, Eilu Eilu Dibber Nekim Chaim, thank you very much for listening, and a good night.